I'll accept the motion to approve the minutes of August 4th.
I have a couple of changes.
Let's get a motion in a second and then
It was really more for Clark Kissens and he's not here, but maybe you guys know this. We're getting 16 million from the casino transaction. I thought he was saying it was 1.6 or something like that. So it says 16 million here, which I think is incorrect.
I will verify that, but it's mentioned it was 16 million just this year and then 1 point something from the future year.
I don't think so.
I think it was 1.6.
So it's maybe the next one was, and maybe it was, the bottom of three and top of four, the 75 allocation was administration fee for the Economic Development Alliance. And he said, no, it was set aside to hire a grant writer, but then he said there would be no staff hired, that they would use interest. So this is a fee for, he contradicted himself.
Yeah, this is money set aside for, like, let's say Ellenville Little League wants to put in a plan to the Economic Development Alliance to get information about a grant that's out there for clay for baseball fields.
Right.
If it is approved, this money is for a grant writer to then write that grant.
Then it said no, it would be used for internal staff. Right. I was confused.
Right.
And then the last one was just on page 6, and if I misspoke then, but transfer the money to the EDA. Not the IDA.
EDA.
Yeah. That was it.
Okay. All right. If there are no others, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. And then approval of the minutes for August 12th. Lynn? Okay. If there's no additions, deletions, corrections, then all in favor? Anybody?
Yeah, we're all in.
Okay. Opposed? Okay. Aye. Okay. All right. Resolutions number 340, appointing a member of the Australian Planning Board, City of Kingston. Move it, please. Somebody?
Second.
And Jim? Okay. Mayor? Okay. Discussion? Okay. No discussion. All in favor? Anybody opposed? Okay. I would entertain a motion to lump 341, 342, 343 together. Okay. Second. Okay. Discussion? Okay. On the lumping?
Aye.
All in favor? Opposed? Okay. And then, second.
Can I say with amendments?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm going to say that after we seconded the other
question.
I'm going to the table because I got ahead of myself. There's going to be some amendments. Erica and Dennis are going to work together to specify in those policies what they refer to, what they're referring to. So we'll be with the amendments as they come through. So, okay, if nothing else, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. 344. Authorizing the chairman to execute contract with New York State Housing Trust Fund Corporation represented by Governor's Office of Storm Recovery, GOSCR, for federal funding for the implementation of community development block grants, disaster recovery, Department of Planning. Okay, move it. Over. Jim, second.
Second.
Mary Beth, discussion.
So this is money coming in.
Dennis.
It's a revenue contract from the New York Rising, and it's about 400. It's the New Falls Bridge.
county is going to be looking at replacing that bridge next year.
The Carmine Lundberg Bridge?
Carmine Lundberg Bridge, that's correct. It's about $400,000 for bridge. And in addition, we are doing waterline work because there's an existing waterline on from the village of Ellenville. It's about 90-some thousand. Doing waterline work for that because we have to get that waterline off the bridge and put it back on the bridge, et cetera. And that's what all these policies relate to, which, by the way, is these policies with the flood, but the debt recovery money on that. And the dollar amounts are estimates at this particular point in time, the way these contracts work at the state level. They actually give you a blank contract, and I said, we're never going to get a blank contract with the dollar amount through it. So we agree that estimated dollar amounts. They're going to come back and do what they call a planning amendment, and the planning amendment will establish the actual money they're going to give us after we go through all of the pre-application work that we're doing. We're trying to fast track this with the state and Governor's Office of Storm Recovery. The other thing that you're not seeing here is you're not seeing any seeker work. The Governor's Office of Storm Recovery will take the lead with respect to all the seeker documentation that's in the state.
Isn't there a deadline for completion?
The real deadline, I think, is that we need to be into construction by early March in order to make a deadline to complete the project by next year. So we're really pushing fast, or what they call GOSER. We're moving this through. We're in pre-app right now with them. And we're really pushing, you have to rent a temporary bridge, so we want to make sure that we get this bridge, that we get this work up and done and out for a while. And we're having a discussion now about how this is all going to come together. The water line is an issue for us. Mark has been dealing with the cities and villages is that we believe that they can survive without this water line, but it's needed for redundancy purposes, which is how we got New York Rising to pay for it. It's more resilient, we're more resilient system. And the same thing with our bridge. We're working hard to make the connection in order to be eligible for this fund. We have to make the connection between the storms that occurred, Irene and Louise or Sandy. That's why you're doing work on the bridge. So we're working hard to make that connection. And so far, we haven't been told to go somewhere else. So they're liking some of the ways that we're making the connection. A lot of that has to do with the grease that was under the bridge and some of the stuff that we found on the bridge after this one.
Cool. Okay. Any other discussion? Then all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
Any new business? Old business?
Did we get a date for broadband update?
No, I do not. I know, what's that?
He was speaking to you.
And I may have dropped that ball, but I don't remember. I know he was working on some things, but I'll have him down for October. And Suzanne Holt will be here in October also to give us an update.
Yeah, I saw her though. Thank you.
All right. I will say that, in speaking about, you've been working with the state, the state's high on all this, but yet the state's not doing anything on this. So
The only reason I asked, and I was very clear with them before, is that, we've identified a year ago the fact that there was a gap in what they thought we had as far as wired in just our town. And if it existed there in Rochester, where else in the county is? So, I was hoping we could get an assessment done of where the county stands currently so that whatever the state determines, we, have a leg up and we're prepared to say, here's what we need or here's the question we would like to at least explore and go, and we need some money to do that. So.
And I will also ask Bob if you can put something in writing to us prior so we have it prior.
That'd be great.
So, okay. All right. Nothing else? Mm-hmm. Sure. Tracy.
Sorry, I'm just glad we covered a lot of ground before I got here. Can the minister reflect that voting yes on all things?
Okay. And with the 341, 42, and 43, they're going to be modified. Erica is going to get together with Dennis just because even though their policies, in the policies, there's a specific reason those policies why we need those, and a lot of it's for New York Rising, money like that. So they're going to identify that and throw that in, so you will see those amendments.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, good. If nothing else, entertain a motion for leaving us all here. And
so moved.
Thanks, IRR.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, everybody, have a good rest of the summer.
Yes, sir.
Good luck.
Yeah, some people that have...